Good morning, my name is Adam Shipp and I represent Extinction Rebellion and over 1,000 Shropshire residents who have signed our petition demanding a climate emergency declaration from Shropshire Council. By way of background, I have an honours degree from Oxford University in environmental biology and have worked for 30 years as an environmental regulator. I have never before been in trouble with the police or arrested, but last month I went to Parliament Square and was arrested for obstructing the highway, as were my wife and eldest daughter. Why would I take this drastic step that could affect my career and future? Well, I've taken this step because the situation is beyond critical and we are in the midst of an ecological and climatic catastrophe. The Secretary General of the UN last year said that we face an existential threat to mankind from climate change. Let's be clear what that means. It means a threat to our very existence. And when we say mankind, what we're really talking about is our children, our sons and daughters, our grandchildren. We are told we have less than 12 years, so this work needs to be done by 2030. Sir David Attenborough has said, right now we are facing a man-made disaster of global scale, our greatest threat in thousands of years, climate change. If we don't take action, the collapse of our civilizations and the extinction of much of the natural world is on the horizon. He went on to say, leaders of the world, you must lead. You are our leaders, each one of you here today, as a responsibility to our children and the future of our planet. This should be beyond the politics, but it is with a heavy heart that I see that the Conservative motion before you later talks about reducing carbon emissions by 2040. This 2040 date isn't even a target for Shropshire Council. You have ducked that responsibility and passed it over to the government. By contrast, Shrewsbury Town Council recently passed a climate emergency motion that targeted 2030. This was passed unanimously by all political parties, and the Conservatives on the Town Council said the motion, and I quote, if anything, was not ambitious enough, and that the Council needed to go further and think outside the box. I simply cannot reconcile these two positions. Even Michael Gove said last month, if we really believe that we face an emergency and a crisis, we should do what our forefathers did when this country faced emergencies and crises in 1914 and 1940. We have led in the defence of freedom, let us lead now in the defence of our planet. He's talking about treating climate change in the same way as we did the two world wars. In this context, a pseudo-target of 2040 is a joke. It plays lip service, but nothing more. The definition of an emergency is a serious and often dangerous situation requiring immediate action. There is nothing immediate about 2040. Councillors, this is a moment in time, your legacy. You must stand up now or you'll be rightly judged harshly by history. Because we are all well aware of the effects we as humans are having on the planet. The past 22 years have seen the hottest 20 years in history, and as a consequence we have recently seen ice caps melting four times quicker than predicted, and our own Yorkshire moors ablaze last February. Just think about that for a second. The Yorkshire moors ablaze in February. There are currently 1 million species threatened with extinction, and we have lost 60% of our wildlife since the 1970s. What will our children and grandchildren say? Councillors, can you raise your hand if you have children and grandchildren or nephews and nieces? What legacy are you about to pass to them? What sort of world will they inherit? Imagine transforming Shropshire, which was after all the source of our carbon obsession, into the first carbon neutral council. How would you measure the value of that gift for our children's future? So to finish, I will take you back to Parliament Square and to the back of a police van. Arrested with me was a shop assistant, a retired headmistress and an ex-paratrooper. The ex-paratrooper, who was proudly wearing his red beret and had seen action in the Falklands and Bosnia, turned to me with tears rolling down his cheeks. He showed me his mobile phone, which had a message on it, which simply said, Dad, I'm proud of you. Well, today you have a chance to make your children proud and make the children of Shropshire proud too. Will you vote for an ecological and climate emergency with carbon neutrality by 2030, or will you leave this to the next generation? will you leave it for our children?